We're continuing our series, Judaism from Head to Toe, and today we'll talk a little bit about the waistline down. We were working our way down. So number one, when we speak about the waistline, so we know that the halacha wants us to have a separation between our private parts and our heart at times that we do things of holiness, when we are making a prayer, when we're talking Torah. So today that's not such a problem. In ancient times, they used to wear a robe. They need to have a sash. They need to have some kind of belt that would separate from the heart to the private parts. Hasidim do this anytime they're going to make a blessing. Even if they're wearing pants and undergarments. Gabriel, there's a camera right behind your head, so we need you to shift that way.
This way?
Yes, thank you. But in fact, this is quoted in the Gemara in terms of when we pray. And we rule that the belt that we wear or the undergarments that we wear are enough. The custom that the Gemara speaks about, that they used to wear a sash for prayer, was because they didn't have a separation otherwise. They were wearing a long robe that would flap around. And so the sash was important. Some are of the opinion that till today, when we pray, we should wear a second belt. That's what they call a garto. Most do not have that opinion. We generally assume that our belts are enough. But there is a basis for that opinion. It should make sense. So that's in terms of a belt. Where is this relevant? This is relevant if you're wearing a robe and no undergarments. This is relevant if you're under the covers and you're going to drink something, and for whatever reason, one is not dressed. This is relevant with a hospital gown. People sometimes are in the hospital, and they're not wearing undergarments. All they have is a hospital gown on. This is relevant for women, because women will very often be wearing a robe, and they might not have anything else under that. So then they would have to put something between their waist and downward. This is relevant when a person goes to mikvah. So when men go to mikvah, we don't make a blessing. But those of you who will Be'ezrat Hashem be in the finish the conversion process, so then that's the one time a man does make a blessing in the mikvah. And then a person is undressed. So what we do is the person is waist down in the waters, and we move the waters so that technically the waters are not see-through. They're a little bit less visible. And then they make the blessing for immersing in the mikvah. Women who go to mikvah every month make a blessing, right? A woman who's had her period. So then after she's clean, she checks herself for 7 days. And then after that, she goes to mikvah. And then she and her husband are again permissible. So same thing with the water, right? They shake around the water, and many women have the custom that they put their arms around their waist as well when they make the blessing. So that's the separation between our heart and our private parts when we make a blessing. So what would happen if a person were wearing a tube? Right? So they can't see. There's a nice separation between themselves and their private parts. But they're not wearing undergarments. So then there's another prohibition. The Torah says you cannot make blessings when your own private parts are revealed. The fact that you don't see it doesn't mean they aren't revealed. If they're revealed, the fact that you're wearing a nice tube around your waist isn't enough. This idea that you need a separation between one's hearts and the private parts is only if they are in fact covered as well. There's some kind of covering. They're not visible.
It can't be underneath the covering. It has to be on the top.
It could be an undergarment. It could be the waistband of your underwear. That's also a good separation. Okay, so that's as far as the separation when we're going to pray, when we're going to make blessings. Now we'll continue downward. I guess we'll make that a separate recording.